ありがとう。
Last time we had the children's album.
No, after that we did. We did. Remember, Kavi Chandra was born.
Yeah, last year.
Next game.
We just recently had a drama here.
This, you're reading the sign of this temple after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. There was war on Gauranga Devi here, this was established. But then there was this big fighting in the Gaudiya Math and splitting up and everything. And then they took out the deities, people stole the door, the windows, whatnot. This shows what happens if there's party politics and disagreement. We have to be very careful that in this time, this never happens. We always stay united under the care of Srila Prabhupada, under the GBC. It's very important.
What do we do now?
Prabhu wants to hear. Who's going to play Balarashtra?
Go fuck your samurai.
You're the skinny guy with
no name. I can't even hit his neighbor.
He was supposed to speak.
Yeah, we're waiting for him to speak.
Mumajan Sandasha Chanang Sanang Salakaya Shurkumi.
This is something else on the significance of the sacred place we are in now. When Lord Chaitanya formed his civil disobedience movement against the Chan party, when he tried to interfere with the Sankirtan movement, there were millions and millions of devotees, and Vishwakarma thought they're going to be thirsty, all these devotees are going to come and wander around this area, they'll be thirsty. So in one night, he dug 60 ponds of water. Vishwakund is one. And this kund behind, right behind Kolavacha Shri, there's a little low land there where the rice is, and then behind that is actual water. This was one of the Shasti Tirthas that he excavated here so he can get some service to Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. There's a... One time at Shiva Dova, I think you went to Shiva Dova when you started your pikram. It's near on the culvert in between ISKCON and the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where the Bhaktivedanta Hospital is. Oh, no, but Shiva Dova is right on the road.
Oh, we went there.
Okay. So we went to Shiva Dova. That was the original bank of the Ganga, used to flow that way. So there. There are Shiva Ghats. Almost the same area. Lord Shiva was taking his bath. This was 500 years ago. Lord Shiva was taking his bath in his ghat, and a piece of wood comes floating down the Ganga. And he understood that from the vibration from this wood, this is not an ordinary piece of wood, this is a transcendental piece of wood. This is actually transcendental. So he grabbed it and pulled it on the bank. At that time, Parvati Devi came. She said, "My dear husband, I just had an astonishing dream. The Lord Jagannath appeared to me, and he said he's going to appear here right at your gate." He said, "I know, I've got him. I just put him. Here he is. This big log of wood here is Jagannath." So they brought him right here to Sri Solavetra Sridhar's house. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all of his devotees performing Sankirtan. And they saw Jagannath. Mahaprabhu was in, "Jagannath has come. Jagannath has come here." Revolved, they did a big Sankirtan party all around them, circumambulating Lord Jagannath. Right here in Kolavetra Sridhar's place. Kolavetra Sridhar ki!
There's one small possible I think we haven't touched.
Kolavetra Sridhar gave a squash to Mother Sati Devi before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. And he gave the squash to Sati Devi, she cooked it for Lord Chaitanya before he left for sannyas.
Wow. Cooked it in milk.
And he cooked it in milk.
Lucky.
Rio! The last preparation.
I won't be able to do that, but Bhakti Santa Maharaj, she's like, you know, he's got the form for it. My form is it's a little melting.
Let's start quickly.
He said yes.
Well, we had a drama in Chankazi, so we played Lord Chaitanya there.
I played Chankazi.
Yeah. Here's some of your bananas.
Yeah.
Here, give us bananas. Come on.
Right here. Don't you, gotta move over. Where's the stage, by the way?
Stage is here.
This is the stage.
Oh, I better sit back.
We're gonna play the envious neighbors.
We can all be the envious neighbors.
Yeah,
we can all be the envious neighbors, complaining about his loud chanting.
And the Kaku is gonna be in this line here. This line here. You're also a fellow.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Here's the microphone.
You're playing the young Lord Chaitanya and Shiva played the old Lord Chaitanya.
Old Lord Chaitanya. There's nothing over him. There he is, the young Lord Chaitanya. He's got the garland, everything.
He's Nimai, right?
Nimai. He's Nimai, he's everything. He's Gauranga. Young and old.
You need a Sankirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Where's the mic?
They're coming through. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
On the way. Listen to my pundit first.
You're the director. You're sitting in the director's seat.
Well, it was my pundit.
Jesus, folks,
you
don't
want
to do it up here.
It doesn't matter, just go ahead.
9 years old, going to get the bananas.
Nimai, banana, Nimai. Only half rupee.
Oh.
Nimai.
One size.
1 taka. 8 taka.
I like these bananas here.
Nimai, please take my bananas. You're my favorite devotee.
I always like coming here.
Nima. Banana for
I want basically all of them, but
No.
I'm hoping that you will not ask any price from me.
Why, please, you know me. I'm a perfectly honest business person. I will give it to you cheapest and best. Nimai, the honest price for these bananas is 1 rupee.
That's too much. I know you have some wealth. You're using all this money. I'm aware 50% is for worship of Mother Ganga, but then you have so much opulence in your home.
I have no opulence. Look at me. Look at my cloth. There's more holes than there are cloth.
I know you're hiding something. I think you shouldn't even... Actually, we're arguing. Is that not true? This is not good. I think you should give me all your bananas... And no more arguments. That's a very good idea. Actually, again, you're taking so much opulence.
What am I taking?
You take bananas from him, he grabs them back, and you accuse him. Why are you, you think I'm a thief or something? And then you grab them back and give him
money. Okay.
Anyways, we should end this argument. I'll just take the bananas anyway.
No, you're not.
Here for you. Thank you very much.
But that's only half the price, Nimai.
That's more than it's worth.
Nimai. Oh, take the bananas.
What do you think? Should I take the bananas?
Yeah!
Okay.
What's not boss?
And now, Chaitanya has become the great Nimai Pandit.
Haribol.
He goes around the streets and he sees people just come and give him things.
Yes.
What is collection we eat during the performance?
And what is collection? No.
Then he goes to Kolavetsa Sridhar's house.
Full of extra, Sridhar. I am doing Manakari.
No mobile phones off, please.
He asked full of extra, Sridhar, that where are you keeping all the treasure? And he says, and then he just asked him how you're doing. I already told the past time, remember?
Yeah.
That he says, I'm worshipping the Ganges. And then he says, you know, I'm the source of the Ganges.
He has Vishnu.
And then he says, Vishnu.
Now you should brief your actors in advance.
He's supposed to know that told the past time.
Go! So call him back to Sridhar. I am coming here begging.
In your
what wealth?
Begging
what?
Your microphone.
I am coming here begging. What wealth do you have to give me?
Call the
why are you asking me about
Lord Chaitanya?
Excuse me, Lord Chaitanya. Why are you asking me for wealth? You know I have nothing.
I know you have a hidden treasure, and you're keeping it to yourself.
No. Everything that I have is so meager, and half of what I get, I use for worshiping the Ganga.
Don't you understand?
I am the source of Mother Ganga.
Oh,
Vishnu,
but they better
be
the first
quality. I will accept your bananas. They must be a first class quality. Are they?
Oh, I have only the best bananas in Lebanon.
All right, I will take more.
but you, for my worship of the Ganga, a little something? Yeah, that's hardly the amount of the bananas.
You have some hidden wealth, and I will grab that hidden wealth at a later occasion.
Let him take it. Let him take it.
He's got some banana chutney here.
Okay, that's scene three. Now, how far Krishna Maharaj wants to do the envious neighbors? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It looks like this man is hungry.
Come on, get up, get up.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Looks like this man is poverty-stricken. He's hungry, and now he's not going to sleep, and letting us sleep, he just chanted the name of the Lord.
What's wrong with this guy?
He chants the whole night, he don't get any sleep.
Neighbor Kolavecha, how are you? Sridharji.
Yes, Babu.
Babu to you.
Babu. Come on out. Babu.
We just wanted to ask you just see how you're doing.
I am very well because I'm sitting here by the grace of Mother Ganga, and I'm chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama! It's okay, that's okay. We know about this. My grandmother, she chants also. But one thing you see, you're a businessman. I mean, you sell the bananas, right?
Huh.
So why don't you invest a little bit of your, why do all this Ganga Pooja? You can do it in a bigger way, you know, not just doing a few incense sticks. You invest your banana profit for 1 year, and then you can do big puja for Ganga. You'll be a rich man. Why do you spend every day, don't build up your capital?
Because I do not need more. What I have in life is what the Lord has given me. Why should I aspire to have more things in this world?
Oh, but that's what business is about, making more, you know. That's the whole point.
We do business to get a little something just so that we can engage in worship.
Well, listen, you know what I mean? Your clock, look at your clock.
Beautiful.
Ganga Prasad.
The cloth has 11 holes in it.
What's the matter with my cloth?
It's from Ganga Prasad. And you don't even have a roof on your room.
It's from Ganga Prasad in Vrindavan.
Ganga Prasad.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
All in the room.
You're supposed to sing with light and air.
Oh, yes. The Lord has provided this hole in my roof so that light will come into my room. And that fresh air will always be in my room to nourish you like this.
Rain will come in,
they'll
get all wet.
Well, you know, piping, it's
just
free piping.
Actually, he could not afford it. He didn't want to spend any money, that's the real
thing. Couldn't afford a
shower. Actually, you don't have a room
because you can't afford it. So if you make some money, you can have a good room and plus have decent clothes to wear.
But with this hole in my roof and the rain coming in, I'm able to have a beautiful natural shower in my home.
If you don't want to be a force, it's better you have a room.
You know, dear neighbor, now we understand what's his problem. He's so hungry, he can't sleep at night, and he keeps us awake shouting this Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Like ghosts. That's why you got to sleep in the night.
No, because there's nothing as sweet as the holy names of Krishna, and there's nothing as auspicious as the holy names of Krishna. And there's nothing that has the power to save everyone in Kali Yuga more than the chanting of Hare Krishna. But there is nothing that I need. I give my respects to Devi, but I am engaged in the unalloyed service of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Through chanting his holy name.
You gotta make some money out of this. Okay, now we play the part Lord Chaitanya and the Chandrakanti, and they've gone through that, and now they come over here, and this dab is going to represent the broken iron pot.
The broken pot.
Somebody said,
what do I do with this?
From the schoolroom, and I never heard
the potty with it?
You only had one pot in his mouth.
No, it just had a pot. The pot has water.
Shri Ram Maharaj, the garland now, is Lord Nahis Dityananda now.
Oh. Okay.
Everybody else is
Lord. But you're still like Nimai, you're not Lord Chaitanya.
I'm not Nimai, I'm Lord Chaitanya.
No, you're Nimai.
No.
I'm Lord Chaitanya.
Gaurhari.
I'm 15 years old.
Oh, okay.
16
Gaurhari.
Years old.
15 year old Gaurhari. Okay.
Gaurhari!
Come in with a kirtan and then.
We need a kirtan, everyone has to chant.
Everyone chanting.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
see this great personality? Lord Nityananda, what do you think?
He is the most devoted devotee I've seen.
Gadadhar?
We're always chanting the holy name day and night, doesn't even eat.
Advaita?
He's full of all admirable qualities.
And Srivas?
He's a wonderful devotee, simplest and pure.
All devotees should be like Kulavetra Sridhar. But after such a long, long kirtan, I feel very thirsty. Aren't you all thirsty? But there's no water anywhere. I can't see anything. Even though they said there's a lake back here.
There's a pot of water.
Yes. Look at this pot. This wonderful pot, which is full of nectar. With this pot, Kulavetra Sridhar washes his feet. With this pot, when he goes, he washes his hands. It's rusty. It's full of holes, but what's inside of it is nectar. And therefore, I will drink from this pot.
Lord, you cannot drink from this pot.
Why not?
Start drinking, then you try to grab it back.
Let me get a cockroach from this.
What's going on?
Okay, give me my chair.
Oh, I got my chair right here.
You should call everyone in the Mahaprakash.
Everyone is 59 Krishna. Very great ecstasy.
Hari is calling for you, the great Sridhar.
Where is Sridhar?
Yes, he wants
to. Hey, Krishna!
Oh, Sridhar, for so many long years you have been living like a pauper, offering everything that you have to Vishnu and Mother Ganga. By your pure devotion, you have purchased me. I am the little naughty boy who would steal your bananas. Now you must ask for me some benediction. Ask something.
Opulence.
Oh, Lord Hari.
There's nothing that I need.
You must ask something. When I ask, when I tell my devotees to ask, then ask me for some wealth. I will make you like Brahma. I will make you like 100 Brahmas. Ask for something, and you can be the Lord of the universe.
Yes.
What are you? What is the meaning of becoming a Brahma? Or 100 Brahmas? When I can so convince myself, I want nothing. But if you live here in poverty, if you do not want to be a Brahma, then ask for the yogic city. I shall make you a great mystic yogi, and you can create universes and Brahmas by your own desire.
Yogic city? Why do I need to create universes and have yogic powers? Control other people's minds or any of these things. All I need is
the
devotee's service.
Then I will let you achieve the greatest perfection which there is. You can become liberated from this material world and enter into the effulgence of the Supreme Lord like the great Gyanis and mystics.
Oh my, there's no value in this liberation like the great Gyanis or mystics. This liberated condition is just nothing more than being fast asleep when you forget all of your miseries of life. That has no interest or no value for me.
Still, as the Supreme Lord, I'm asking you to ask for some boon. Ask for something.
My dear Lord, if there's nothing that I need, I cannot ask anything.
But you must ask for something.
No, you see, living in Navadvip, living here, I'm so opulent. My life is, I have everything. I do not need anything. Please, I do not need anything.
Ask to supply the vegetables.
And every birth I may have the opportunity to associate when you come to my shop.
Do not make me feel unhappy by not being able to fulfill a desire of my devotees.
Then, yes, I would never in millions and millions of lifetimes ever do anything that can bring unhappiness to your lotus feet.
Then ask for something.
Therefore, on your order, I will certainly request that you will fulfill my deepest desire. And my deepest desire is that birth after birth after birth after birth, that you will simply allow me to be the eternal servant of one very, very beautiful and very, very naughty and very, very charming Brahmin boy of Navadvip, who is always coming to my dukan and stealing my bananas. Please, Gaur Hari, allow me to be the eternal servant at your lotus feet.
Vegetable needs.
You want to supply his vegetable meat.
Please, go ahead, bless me. We're going to go for a fisherman. You're not beating on the head.
That's Advaita Acharya.
Advaita Acharya, what is rocking with his head?
Shiva, one of those guys. And still, I will fulfill that desire. But aside from that, I will give you the greatest gift, the greatest benediction, and the greatest blessing that even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva cannot achieve. May you be blessed with the greatest love for Lord Krishna. This is where Subhad Maharaj